The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio LA. This radio program talks about the good, the bad, and the ugly of real estate today right here in Los Angeles. Take the opportunity to ask your host, Gil Azcarotti of eXp Realty, one of the fastest growing real estate companies in the United States, about his incredible experiences in the real estate market. From agents to owners to property managers, fixing and flipping houses, and everything in between, he has seen it all. These topics and more right here, right now on Real Estate Radio LA. And now your host, Gil Azcarotti.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio LA. I'm your host, Gil Azcarotti, a real estate agent for 25 years, now with a company called eXp, the fastest growing real estate company in the country and maybe the world. So Real Estate Radio LA is dedicated to real estate right here in Los Angeles with all the craziness that's going on. And I'm trying to do my part to make this world a better place. But first, my DRE number is 0129-8646. This show is for information and entertainment purposes only, not intended to give you legal or business advice. And anything I say is not reflected on the station or my company. Because sometimes, JJ, I get out of, you know, you keep me grounded.
A little out of hand.
I get a little hot, especially when we're talking about the craziness going on in Los Angeles. So Real Estate Radio is dedicated just to real estate, and I try to stay in my lane. But I did, and I think we did, JJ and RJ and everybody here at the station, did a little give back this weekend. I just want to give a shout out to the people at the Grateful Hearts organization that I was on the board, Dan Stroll, Diana, with the West Valley Warner Center Chamber of Commerce. We had an event, and JJ, you and I were there early
awesome.
In the morning. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Not to brag, but it was awesome. Probably one of the best events that I have been to in Woodland Hills. I've lived there my whole life. We probably had like 9,000 people and raised almost $200,000
wow.
for our local police and fire. You were there. You were there early. We were working.
Party.
We were working for a little bit, but yeah. We had some fun because we were out there on the car show. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was Jay Leno showing up in a Charger police car, unmarked.
Right.
And he pulls up. And he parks right next to us.
And that didn't happen by accident. We planned it. We're saying, we are going to be right here. AM870 had a table. You guys were awesome. RJ was awesome. We're giving stuff away. I was right next to you. And since I got to pick our spot, Jay Leno was right next to us, beginning and the end. And he was
yep.
awesome. Yeah. And he, you know, I don't know if you saw this part. Did you see the auction?
I did not see the auction.
So Jay Leno comes in. And I don't know if you remember, his face was burned. He had a car
yes,
blow up in his face, right?
Yep.
So he gave gratitude. Again, this was a Grateful Hearts event in Warner Center this weekend. He gave so much gratitude towards our police and our fire. And he says, hey, they both have saved my life. And he was talking about how his face got burned. And he gave them each $10,000. Wrote a check right
wow.
there. Then he auctioned off the personal tour of his car collection in Burbank by him. He had people bidding up to $5,000, and one guy said, okay, I'm done. Another guy went to $5,500, and he said, you know what? You can come, and you can come, and he raised another $10,000.
Doubled it. That's awesome.
Awesome. It really was a great event. What a beautiful day. What a lot of hard work. But like my good friend Dan Stroll of Good Suite said, it was a community hug. It was car collectors, it was kids, it was food, it was
families,
music,
yeah.
families. Debbie Gibson was there. You probably don't even remember Debbie Gibson.
I know Debbie Gibson. I didn't get to meet, but he was right next to us.
Fabio. Yeah. Fabio was in the house. Yeah, so it was a great event, and we're going to look forward to doing it next year. So reach out to me if you want to be a part of it and a sponsor. But the first five people right now, who text me, not during the show, right after the show, text me your name and your address. We are going to send you a swag bag of T-shirts and stuff that was that was at the event, and it's going to be really, really cool. And we just want to give back to the community and thank you. Thank the radio station, JJ. You stayed till the end, and you were helping us. You were helping us get rid of the beer, and you did a good job.
Thank you.
And I did my part too. I was there till 8 o'clock at night. So we're going to get going on the show. I have a special guest, Jeff Fowler from the Apartment Owners Association of California. He's a repeat guest. Welcome back to Real Estate Radio LA, buddy.
Thank you so much, Gil. It's just fun to be on the show with you.
No, and I love it. I learn a lot from you. I think we're just really exchanging resources and trying to really figure out the complexity of the American dream being under attack. And your organization is one of the biggest lobbyists for basically landlord rights, because right now it's stacked against us. But tell us a little bit about your company. You are the president. Your dad is the founder. Tell us a little bit about Apartment Owners Association of California.
Great. Yeah, AOA has been around for over 40 years, and my dad founded it. And the main reason that people join AOA is because they need rental forms. They need city-specific or county-specific forms, and we have that. We provide that for most municipalities across the state. And, of course, we have tenant screening. We have a property management advice hotline and many other services, a magazine that we send out. And so we're really trying to keep people informed so that they can avoid the landmines and maximize the return on their investments.
And you're on our side. It's an educational program that is there for you at whatever level. So if you've got 100 units, or if you're just doing this for your first time, first of all, I recommend hiring a property manager like me. But some people are just do-it-yourselfer guys. This is where you go to make sure that the forms you're using are updated, or if you need a referral. Because that's one of the things I always call you at. I say, hey, I need a referral for an attorney. I need a contractor or whatever, some new law. But one of the things that I reached out for you today is saying debt collection and how important that is, because we think we won. We got our house back. There was a squatter. There was a tenant. And you finally get them out. And it could be 6 months. It could be years. And then you win this judgment for $30,000, $100,000, and it's just a piece of paper. So the collection part of it, I think that's a new program that you guys are taking on?
That's right. And, of course, any eviction, just about any eviction attorney, they usually have a collections department. So it's not that we're the only ones that have a service, but I did scour the earth to find what I thought would be the best service. And the company that we're working with, we just got a note from them saying that they collected $32 million in the first quarter of rent debt. So this is a company that this is their wheelhouse. This is what they do exclusively. And when I checked out other companies, I just didn't get the same impression that I got with this company, that they're really going after everything. And their success rate is about 20%.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually in the collection business is a pretty good number.
Right. And so just to set people's expectations, whether you use AOA's debt collection service or somebody else's, your chances of getting money back are not great, number one. And then number two, it depends on what kind of assets do they have and do they have a good job. And sometimes it takes a couple of years before they reestablish themselves and get to a place where you can collect something on them.
Right. And that's why I think that people don't do it, is because they think, you know what, she doesn't have any money, he doesn't have any money, I win this judgment. You don't know. But the process is you got to find them. When you find them, right, you do an asset. I forget what that's called. When you bring them in and under oath, they got to tell you all their assets.
Right. And so what's interesting is that you actually don't even need a judgment. If you have a signed lease agreement, the rental application, if you have any kind of documentation and any kind of court filings, those things can be used to prove that they do owe you money. So you don't actually have to have a judgment. With our program, it does need to be, the debt needs to be 3 years or younger, and the tenant has to be out of the property before you can send it to our collection service.
Very, very interesting. So I like the fact that you differentiated yourself from that. Okay. So again, let's repeat that. Got to be 3 years or younger. They got to be out of the house, and you don't necessarily need a judge order or a
unlawful detainer. Yeah. So it's, really, it's just you have to be able to substantiate your claim. And so if you're going to claim damages, if you don't have a picture of that, then just don't even submit it. Just go with what's conservative, what you know, they could contest, but they're still just going to lose because it's the truth. So that's what you go with.
So you don't necessarily, so you don't need the judgment, right? You just need proof that they right. owe you. And then, oh, that's actually very interesting because I think I got another client for you. Just popped in my head. So, usually these collection companies, and you did say something, which I agree with, is most attorneys, eviction attorneys, have a debt collection aspect of it or a partner, but they really don't follow up. And that's one of the things I think you and I are saying. You better be real prepared. They're going to tell you if you've got a good case or not. Otherwise, they're both wasting their time. And an attorney or a debt collector is just not going to do it because you're squeezing juice out of a rock. It's not going to happen. But at least they tell you, and you've researched them, and you put your stamp of approval on them. So that's good enough for me. So hopefully we can have them on the show. But that is a really big deal. Is now let's find out if they've got assets, let's find them. It's almost like a private investigator. So thank you for that. How do they get a hold of them? How do they get a hold of you?
It's an AOA member benefit. So you join AOA, it's $97 for the year. There's no per unit fee. It's $97 for the year, not the month. And then you, when you log into your account, there's a portal where you can upload the documents that you need to. And I think it's important to remember, you know, even if you don't collect, when you send someone to collections, this comes up on their credit report. You don't even have to run an eviction report. It's on their credit report.
That's
and this
huge.
Will help other people that are in the industry that are doing their tenant screening, trying to do their due diligence. At least they will see that this person has this rent debt.
And that's very important because if you're not reporting it, that is unfair for the next landlord. And the laws are changing. We'll talk about it real briefly. We got a couple minutes before the break, but talk to me about that, how they're changing the laws, making it harder for landlords to report, and they're taking certain information off. Tell me a little bit about the birth date thing that we talked about earlier.
Yeah. So at the end of February, LA County started removing the date of birth from the charge sheet. So when you go to see who has a criminal record, you're trying to determine if it's your applicant or not. At this point, you can't see the date of birth. And I'm still working on, even with our supplier that supplies us with the single county criminal reports, to really verify whether they have a means to produce a report or if that's not the case. And for instant criminal searches, whether it's done, name the tenant screening company. No one can legally deliver information to you without confirming the date of birth. And so at this point, instant criminal searches are not working for LA County. They have a use because it's showing the whole, it's a countrywide, nationwide search. So there are things that it can show, but it's not showing LA County. It's not showing Sacramento County.
That's exactly what we're talking about, that the laws are getting stacked against us. Thank you so much for telling us about that, because that is very, very important, because they're going to say, well, that's not me, right? And then you're not even going to get civil lawsuits on a criminal background check. So there's a lot of things changing. That's why we highly recommend that we go to you and you go a little bit deeper on your investigation of your tenant. They are going to be your business partner for years. Rent slowly, evict quickly. Jeff, we're going to take a little quick break. Can you stick around?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Gil Ascarati, Real Estate Radio, LA. Attention seniors, is your family all grown up and out of the house? Are you still living in that big home with all that monthly maintenance? Maybe it's time to downsize, or should I say, right-size. Gil Ascarati here, VXP Realty, your trusted real estate guy on the radio. If it's time for a smaller house or moving closer to family, take advantage of today's hot real estate market and call me for a free, no-obligation home evaluation. More than likely, you're sitting on a gold mine. That's money you could use for a comfortable retirement, to travel, or to help family members. Don't lose it now, this late in the game. Call me, Gil Ascarati of eXp Realty, to help you plan your next move. 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006. Or go to realestateradio.la.com. That's realestateradio.la.com. And remember to tune in to Real Estate Radio LA every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 870, The Answer.
DRE number 01298646.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio LA. Go to realestateradio.la.com. I have a special guest here, Jeff Fowler, the president of Apartment Owners Association of California. Jeff, we were talking before the break, and I know your organization is really fascinating because it's got so many aspects of it, but it's just not a website. A lot of people like to do things in person, want to go to an event. You just had one, and I think you got something else going on, correct?
Right. So we had one at the LA Convention Center a couple weeks ago, and we will have one at the Long Beach Convention Center in August. But yes, in San Diego, we're having the San Diego Landlording Power Conference, and we're going to have seven different speakers, and it'll be a great time to just immerse yourself in everything apartments.
So that's great, right? So only landlords can go, and you're more of a person-to-person person, right? You want to be there. You want to be there live. You don't want to just be on a watch a webinar. You've got a lot of that stuff. You've got a lot of great information. So they're going down to San Diego. That is going to be May 21st, a Tuesday, correct?
That's correct.
Starting at 9 o'clock registration, 10 o'clock the doors open, up until 4:30. There's going to be incredible speakers, a lot to learn. But you also have breakout sessions in some of them, and you also have some vendors there, right?
That's right. And so really, they're not everything is – it's one conference room, and we have seven different speakers, and we fit that all into one day, so it's efficient. And we started off with a landlord-tenant attorney that's going to be speaking about tenant screening, setting your criteria and how to avoid discrimination lawsuits. So that's a big one, especially in May, right before you start re-renting your property. Usually people are school's out and people are moving around, and that's really the time when you need to know that information.
That is fantastic. Hopefully I'll be there and I'll get an invitation. Is there a fee for that?
Yeah, no, it's actually, this one's free.
Unbelievable.
For everybody. And again, if you are not an AOA member, you go to the event, you're going to get a free 6-month membership if you've never been a member before. So that'll be another opportunity. And we're going to be covering a lot of different things like tax preparation. There'll be asset protection and tax reduction through your estate planning. There'll be a guide that'll help you learn how to do a property tax appeal to save money on your property taxes, balcony inspections, like those are something that everybody has to do now if they have a wood structure. And anyway, so there's going to be a whole lot of different topics and stuff that's needed and timely. And so we're really looking forward to
delivering with that. It's amazing. I tell you all the time, when it's $97 a year, it doesn't matter if you've got 100 units a year, ladies and gentlemen. So the value is there. And then he has a lot of free advice and referrals. So you are fighting the good fight, Jeff. Thank you so much. God bless you in your endeavor with your family-owned business. You guys are killing it. I know you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of members. But I've got to get going because JJ is telling me that we're wrapping up. But Jeff Fowler, Apartment Owners Association of California, you can find him at AOAUSA.com. That's AOAUSA.com. Jeff, always a pleasure, brother. Okay, bro. We'll talk to you real soon. So all things real estate right there. I hope you guys learned a lot. I do. He is a valuable, valuable information source for me. Highly recommend it. Reach out to me or reach out to Jeff, and we will put you in contact and answer some questions. Okay, so I heard something great the other day, and I want to share with you. J.P. Morgan's chief, Jamie Dimon, this is the head of Chase, the biggest bank probably in the world. I know in the United States. They're killing it. They're making a lot of money, right? I like him. Doesn't have a filter. He's not red. He's not blue. He just says it the way it is. And sometimes he says some pro-Trump stuff. And he said, come on, guys, let's face it. He was right, right? So he doesn't have a filter. He's a businessman. And I'm going to run this little clip, and then we'll talk about it at the end.
Where does the Fed fit in, Jamie? Right now, it's pretty much priced in. We're going to get 3 rate cuts this year, possibly 2 or 3 rate cuts in 2025. Do you agree with that?
I'm a skeptic. I look at a lot of things, and forget just economic models for a second, $2 trillion of fiscal deficit, the Infrastructure and IRA Act, the green economy, the remilitarization of the world, the restructuring of trade are all inflationary. And that looks a little bit more like the 1970s to me. So I think there's a chance, you know, that people should be prepared for that inflation comes down, but then bounces around 3, maybe even bounces up a little bit, and those implied curves will change.
So let's break that down. This is a smart guy. Chase, he knows money. When he's talking about a huge fiscal spending, right? What is inflation? You guys, we need to understand why they raised the interest rates. That affected my business. The mortgage business affects you selling a house because it went from 2% to 7% in 2 years. Okay? The world is changing so fast. Why? Inflation. What causes inflation? Because what the feds do is a reaction to inflation. Overspending. Governments that tax and spend like there's no tomorrow and there's no limit because they're just going to make more money. So we're talking about huge fiscal spending, trillions of dollars that we're just paying the interest on. Interest only. We're not paying down the debt. Debt keeps going up. Okay? The green economy. He just talks about it. The green economy. The grid can't take it. California has sun. What are you going to do in Montana? What are you going to do in Minnesota when there's no sun? And we're going to go green? We're going to save the planet? Unfortunately, it's a lie. And the government's going to spend a lot of money on this green economy that's going to cost us tens or hundreds of billions of dollars in our debt. And it's not going to save the planet. Right? And that's another day, another show just on that, because the batteries of all these electric cars are going to be buried in the dirt and they're going to contaminate our water. So BS there, okay? The green economy. Pollution is going to be out of control. I went down to Pechanga, which is San Diego, Marietta. Great area. There's some casinos there. It was beautiful. Pechanga, we stopped in. We got some gas. We got something to eat. There was maybe 2 stations of 5 cars for electric vehicle charges, and half of them weren't working. We went to another casino down the street. They had 2 spots, 2, and one wasn't working. The anxiety of an electric car, because we went with my friend's car, was off the hook. Imagine when you feel like you're running out of gas. So when he's talking about militarizing the world, and the other one, restructuring of our global economy. That's all inflationary. So when Joe Biden says the economy's doing great.
Bidenomics.
Bidenomics, right? If it's doing so great, you know what that means? Interest rates will go up to slow down the economy. That is a double-edged sword. So everybody's expecting, interest rates are going down. Maybe. And maybe not. It all depends on who we vote for in November. I'll tell you that. But right now, interest rates are still fairly high, but fairly good. The market is in a safe place. It is not a buyer's market. When they're 2%, it's a buyer's market. Makes sense? Cheaper to buy, right? Because you're buying 2 things, real estate and money. So 2% becomes a buyer's market. When it becomes hard to get a house, it's a seller's market, right? Seller puts it on, crazy price, and gets it. So we had that, both things. Buyers were getting their money at 2%. Sellers were selling their houses quickly for a lot of money. So now it's almost a fair market. It's not a buyer's market. It is not a seller's market. But if you are looking for anything to do with real estate, please reach out to me, Gil Ascarati, the real estate agent to the stars, and you're all stars to me. I do it all. And I'll tell you what I've got going on right now. We've got a view of Pasadena. And I've talked about this. It looks like it's going on 1.8. Beautiful house. I've got a duplex in Culver City, so Pasadena to Culver City, 1.4. Commercial residential mixed-use property on Normandy in Los Angeles for $800,000. And I do rentals, not for everybody, but there's got to be a good house and also anything to do with short-term rentals. If you have a high-end home with a lot of value, beautiful views next to the beach or in Palm Springs, and you're thinking about short-term rentals, please reach out to me. Gil Ascarati, real estate agent to the stars. Go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com. Or pick up the phone and call me right now. So, JJ, can I still say God bless you in this country?
We still can.
Well, God bless you, everybody. God bless our troops now more than ever. God bless America, the greatest country in the world. And may God bless your real estate. I hope it's full of love and health and peace and a lot of equity. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio LA with your host, Gil Ascarati of eXp Realty. If you would like to contact Gil directly, go to realestateradiola.com. That's realestateradiola.com. Or call him right now at 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006. If you're interested in learning more about the unique selling propositions he's spoken about on the show, or if you're a licensed real estate agent looking to join a successful team, Gil is looking for talented, ambitious professionals all over California. Log on to realestateradiola.com or call Gil at 818-632-8006. That's 818-632-8006.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.